From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another change in the flow of migrants into the EU. The European Union has made a surprise announcement that there will be essentially no automatic return of migrants from the Greek islands to Turkey in a capitulation to human rights advocates. Jean-Pierre Chembry, spokesman for the European Union's asylum agency, told VOA's Luis Ramirez Wednesday that the EU has decided to give every migrant the right to apply for asylum before being sent to Turkey in accordance with a policy first implemented on Monday. More than 200 immigrants who arrived illegally on the Greek island of Lesbos were sent to Turkey Monday in exchange for Syrians who had been sheltering in Turkish camps. Another exchange of about 200 was scheduled for Friday, but now EU authorities say every migrant will be given 5 days to apply for asylum before deportation. But, says correspondent Ramirez, the new process will further slow things down for the migrants.
The asylum office tells me they already have about 1,000 cases where people have expressed an interest in applying for asylum. They're going to be handling those, processing those at a rate of 50 per day. So that gives you a sense of just how big a backlog they're looking and how slow this process is going to be.
The decision was made in response to human rights activists who had criticized the EU plan to trade illegal migrants to Europe for those who awaited help in Turkey. Protests have been staged on the Greek island of Lesbos since the first 200 migrants were deported at the beginning of the week. The protesters criticized Turkey's human rights record, and they say they fear for the safety of migrants who are sent there. This is VOA News.